Hot man, welcome to the very first episode of the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. I am your host. They call me J-Rod Anderson, J-Rod A. Anderson. And look, I'm super excited, man. This is something that I have talked about doing, bounced the idea around in my head for a long time. And like Hannibal used to say on the A-Team, man, I love it when the plan comes together. And so we finally made it. So just a word of encouragement for you. If the thought is in your head, you can do it. Just don't, I heard someone say this, don't ascribe a degree of difficulty to something before you even try it. And so for me, I thought about doing the podcast, but I was like, no, it's too hard. It's too difficult. And I never even really took the time to actually engage in the steps to go about doing it. But once I did, I was like, oh, man, this is not as hard as I thought it was. So anyway, let me read my financial disclaimer so y'all don't get it twisted. All right. So let me start off by saying, first of all, I am not a financial advisor, and the content of this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only, and it does not constitute financial advice. So the opinions expressed are those of the host and guests, and I will have some guests in some future episodes. So please always consult with a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions or financial commitments. The podcast creators, that's me, I am not responsible for any financial losses or gains resulting from the use of this information provided in this show. So I had to make sure I got that out the way. So please, man, please, sir, do your due diligence. Do your fact checking, check behind me, fact check the information, and please do your own research and contact a qualified financial plan advisor, whatever, you know, that can help you with your particular financial situation. So, yo, man, let's get started. So tonight, very first episode, and I'm going to be putting my glasses on and off, y'all, you know, just so I can see the tiny writing sometimes, but tonight, I just want to share with you a little bit on why I decided to start this podcast. I think it's always good to know the why behind the thing. I'm going to give you a little bit of background about me and tell you a little bit about my story. And I'm going to explain to you how I came up with the name and the significance of working, moving from work to wellness to wealth. And so that's more than just the title, man. There's a whole new way of thinking that goes with just that title alone. And so we're going to talk about that. And then I also want to provide a working definition for you of what it means to be financially well. And so one of the things that really kind of over the years challenged me and encouraged me to get involved in this financial space is just seeing a whole lot of people who were not happy with where their life was, weren't happy with the state of their finances, you know, wanted to be able to do more in life, wanted to be able to have more, but just couldn't. And I mean, this is my belief. I truly believe that everybody deserves to know what it feels like to live a financially healthy lifestyle and to have the financial means and ability to live your desired lifestyle. Let me say that again. Everyone deserves to know what it feels like to live a financially healthy lifestyle and to have the financial means and ability to live your desired lifestyle. So that's one of the big things that I want to kind of help you get to over, you know, the next couple of weeks and months. Just being well and getting to your desired lifestyle, because if you look around, and this may be you, but if not you, it could be some of your coworkers, but there are a whole lot of people who they're just living unhealthy. They're in an unhealthy financial state. And it took me a while to realize this, but finances is so unique in that it's at the intersection of mostly every area of your life. And so Think about it. Finances is going to impact you physically. Finances is going to impact you mentally. Your finances is going to impact you emotionally. It's going to impact you socially. It's going to impact every area of your life. So it's literally at the intersection of your life. And yo, when you all jump on, man, please just leave a comment. Let me know that you're out there. Let me know if you're getting any values, any ahas. Leave it in the comments and I'll be sure to check it out. And so, so when you're in an unhealthy financial state, it's going to impact you in every single area of life. So the question is, how can you tell if you're in what I would call somewhat of an unhealthy financial state? And so I got a couple of things that I want you to consider. Now, if one of these things apply to you, doesn't mean that you're totally unhealthy financially, but I'm about to read a list to you. And these are just what I call contributing factors of being in an unhealthy financial state. So let's kind of go down a couple of these. So number one, contributing factor of being in an unhealthy financial state is you're constantly stressed and worried about money. So if that's you, I want to help you figure out how to get out of that particular place. Number two, paycheck to paycheck living. So if you're living from paycheck to paycheck and before you get to the end of before the end of the month gets here, your paycheck was going near the beginning of the month. If you living from paycheck to paycheck, meaning that if for some reason you had to go without a paycheck for at least one pay period, if that puts you in a financial bind, then you're probably in paycheck to paycheck living. And that could be a contributing factor of living in an unhealthy financial state. And that's going to have ripple effects in other areas too. Number three, how do you know if you are potentially living in an unhealthy financial state if you have more month than money? And the interesting thing about this, that doesn't even, what how much money you're making doesn't even matter. And so another part of having more month to money means that you're spending more than you have coming in. So if that's the case, that could potentially put you in an unhealthy financial state. And we need to make some adjustments to kind of get you out of that. So no more month than money. Another contributing factor is not having a plan for retirement. So here's one interesting thing that I've learned in my financial journey. I used to just look at money as a means to a comfortable present. And, you know, you put a little bit aside because, you know, your mom and them always told you you need to save. But I didn't realize that your money has to work just as hard for you in your future, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, as it does in the present. So understand the twofold purpose of your finances is designed to make sure that you can live peaceful, you can function properly in today and now. But that money also has to go ahead of you and it has to begin to secure your financial future. And that's really the thought process behind retirement. You want to put your dollars to work way down the road. So when you actually get there, your money has already worked some things out for you so you can still enjoy a healthy, wealthy, and peaceful lifestyle. Okay. So that's important. Number five, and we talked about this already, spending more than you earn. And number six is when you're living with regrets about the past, you're frustrated with the present, and you're fearful about the future. That right there is fine. That is mental torment, mental and emotional torment right there. So if you regretful about the past, it's like, man, you know what? I made so many mistakes in my past. Look, it's done. You can't do anything about it, but learn from it and make adjustments in the present. And if you're in a place where you're always frustrated with the present, you know, I don't have enough. I'm not able to do the things that I want to do. That could potentially put you in an unhealthy financial state. And we're going to work on that, too. And then lastly, if you're fearful about the future, and a lot of times fear about the future just comes as a result of not really having a solid plan for the future. So, man, we're going to talk about all of that. And so those areas tend to spill over into other areas and they could be the root cause of a lot of worry, stress, and anxiety in your life. So one thing that I wanted to do with this podcast, I didn't want to just focus on how much are you making, what's your debt to income ratio, how much debt are you in, where you're investing at. That's very important. But we also have to look at the intangible factors that contribute to that. So what type of money stories were you told growing up? What type of beliefs do you have about money and finances and what's possible for you? Do you believe that you can be wealthy? Do you believe that if you wanted to, you could be a multimillionaire? Do you believe that you could pay off all your debts, you know, well before it's time for you to retire? So we have to really go back and look at all of those things that you've been told, all of those things that you've experienced, and how are they impacting how you're engaging with your money today? So with all of that in mind, one of my biggest missions, one of my biggest reasons, and I want to share with you, let me make sure I'm not getting ahead of myself. Yeah, so let me share with you my mission. Give me a quick second. Let me see where I put that at. So here's my mission. Here's my reason for creating this podcast: to empower you with the education, the information, and the resources that you need to improve your financial health and overall well-being so you can build bridges to wealth and wellness. So let me say that one more time. My whole mission, purpose for creating this podcast is to empower you with the education, information, and the resources that you need to improve your financial health and build bridges to wealth and wellness. So we're going to get to those two parts too. That's very important: wealth and wellness. So let's talk a little bit about work. Why do you work? Think about that for a second. Why do you go to work? And the answer most people would give is, you know, I go to work to pay my bills. I go to work to make a living. I go to work to have a good life. And, you know, those answers sound okay. But what happens when you're working, but you're not well? Okay. So, yeah, you're taking care of your bills and, you know, you're working to have a good lifestyle. But what about enjoying life? So what if you're doing all of that stuff, but you're still not enjoying life? And another aspect of work is that we were sold on working to make it to retirement. And so a lot of people are struggling now. They're just trying to make it to retirement. And so what I want to offer you tonight is I want you to look at work in a whole different light. Okay. So rather than working to just some of the things that we talked about, rather than just working to make a living, rather than working to just pay your bills, rather than just working so you can have an okay life, I want to challenge how you're looking at work. Rather than working for those reasons, I want to challenge you to work for two reasons. Number one, work to be well. And number two, work to be wealthy. Okay? So not just make a living, not just pay bills, and not just work to retire, but how about working to be well and working to be wealthy? Because the thing is what good is it if you're working, but you stressed out all the time? Like, you ain't never happy. You don't have no free time. You can't do the things that you want to do. You can't go on vacation. You're not happy mentally, emotionally. You're unstable. You're always stressed out. You're always frustrated. So listen, let's make wellness the priority. And rather than looking at work as a means to just paying bills or a means to retire, we have to figure out how can we work to become well. And then it's going to make you ask some questions of yourself. Well, what happens if your work is a source of your stress? You're going to have to deal with that. Like, what happens if your work is actually the thing that's making you sick or making you stressed or making you frustrated. So I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, but you got to fight. You literally have to fight to live a well and healthy life. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There are more things working against you with having a healthy, peaceful life is concerned than working for you. Y'all remember, who was that? Beastie Boys. Y'all remember Beastie Boys? They had that song, "You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party." Listen, love some Beastie Boys. Well, listen, you gotta fight for your right to live a well lifestyle and to have a peace of mind. That's not gonna happen by accident. And if you look at some of the things going on in the world today, there's a lot of things that's attacking our mental and emotional, our spiritual and our financial wellness. So you really have to fight to live a well and financially healthy lifestyle. So let's do this. Let's define financial wellness. And this is my definition now. So you're not going to find this on Google. You're not going to find this on ChatGPT or anywhere. But for the purpose of the direction that I'm going in, this is how I define wellness. Financial wellness is the state of having a healthy relationship with money and characterized by the ability to manage day-to-day expenses, prepare for financial emergencies, and plan for future financial goals. It involves a balance between immediate financial demands and long-term financial aspirations, ensuring that one's financial practices contribute to overall well-being and peace of mind. That's good. Let me read it to you one more time. Financial wellness is the state of having a healthy relationship with money, characterized by the ability to manage day-to-day expenses. So you got to know how to manage what you have coming in. Number two, prepare or be prepared for emergencies. Those are unexpected too. Plan for future financial goals. It involves a balance between immediate financial demands, that's the present, and long-term financial aspirations, ensuring that one's financial practices contribute to your overall well-being and peace of mind. So here's the deal. Your finances has to help contribute to your overall well-being and peace of mind. And the reason why the wellness piece is so important, because I don't believe that wealth without wellness is, that's not good enough. Case in point. So let's think about some people that we probably all knew very well. Steve Jobs. So Steve Jobs, creator of Apple, very wealthy man, but he left us way too early. Why? Because he was lacking in an area of wealth where his health was concerned. So even though he had the wealth, because he wasn't well physically in his body, he was limited in the time he was able to enjoy it. Let's look at somebody else. Love Her to Life, Whitney Houston, was one of my favorite singers. So was very, very popular, good person, good heart. She was very, I would say, wealthy, was known all over the world. But in the latter part of her life, she lost the wellness part. And it's just like, once you lose the wellness, it's just like the money can then be used to contribute to the detriment, or it can contribute to you being in an unhealthy state. So the thing is like, just because you have money or you have wealth doesn't mean that it's going to automatically contribute to you being wealthy, to you being healthy, to you having a peace of mind. So you have to be intentional about making sure that you're using your money, you're using your resources to help contribute to your wellness and not take away from it. So case in point, like if I had, let's just say, you know, just love to smoke a drink, and no slight to anybody who does that. But if I use all of my money to engage in those activities, guess what? Over the course of some time, it's going to start to impact my wellness. And so it could result in some liver issues. It could result in some type of terminal issues. So what I'm saying is that you have to be strategic about using your wealth, using your resources to enhance your wellness. Two more names I have written on here is Michael Jackson and Prince. Very wealthy, but their wellness was compromised. And here again, they left us way too early because they were lacking in the wellness area. So that's why I want you to start including this. Yeah, you're working. Yeah, you're taking care of your family. Yeah, you're doing all those things. But are you well? You got to keep wellness at the forefront of your thinking where your whole life is concerned. All right. So I don't believe that you can be wealthy without wellness. Okay. So you may have a lot of money, but if you're sick, then you're not wealthy where your health is concerned. Or if all of your relationships are in shambles, you're wealthy in the area of finances, but you probably are lacking or bankrupt in those other areas. So I don't believe you can truly be wealthy without wellness. But here's the catch. But you can't be totally well if you don't have enough money. Now, let's talk about that part. So some people on the other side, they don't want to talk about money, finances, wealth, and they don't want to talk about that at all. But here again, money impacts every single area of your life. So if you don't have enough to meet your basic needs, how well can you really be? Like if you don't have enough to keep a roof over your head, if you don't have enough to eat healthy foods, it's going to impact your health. So that's why I'm saying we can't leave out the wellness, but we can't leave out the wealth or the money part either, because the money helps to contribute to that lifestyle. So over the next couple of weeks, we are going to embark upon a journey of financial wellness. And just to give you a little tidbit of some of the things that we're going to be talking about, the first thing we're going to tackle in future episodes is overcoming your limited belief system. So long before we start talking about how much you're making, how much you're spending, how much debt you're in, what's your debt to income ratio, how much you have in retirement, long before we can talk about any of that, we have to talk about your belief system, because you're operating, where you're currently operating is based off of the belief system that you have. And to be honest, most of us have been programmed with limited beliefs. Most of us have been programmed with a poverty, lack mindset. So we got to start working on uprooting that belief system, because I truly believe that the root of your wellness starts with your belief system. So that's one area we're going to cover. And then I'm really excited about this. I have a guest coming on in a few weeks. And we're going to go through estate planning. We're going to talk about wills, trusts, health directives, power of attorneys. And it's going to be just a real high level conversation. We're really just going to talk about what are those things and why are they important to you. So you definitely want to make sure that you stay tuned for those episodes that we're going to do on estate planning. And I challenge you, if you don't have a will, please look into getting one of those done as soon as possible. I'm happy to say that I just got one done myself this past weekend. And it's something I've talked about for some years, but it just took me a while to actually take the action steps to do it. So I do implore you, if you don't have a will, if you haven't thought about it, please think about that, because you want to make sure all of this money that you're working for now, all of this, these assets that you're accumulating, you want to make sure that they are properly passed down and taken care of after you leave this earth. So going back to Prince again, I don't know if you all remember after he died, there was a whole lot of confusion around his estate because he didn't have an estate plan. So you think somebody with as much as that, that would be one of the first things that they would try to get in place. It's like, yo, let me make sure that I got all of my, you know, affairs in order. I got all of these records and all of these things that I've accumulated. So let me make sure that I have an estate plan in place. But he didn't have one in place. And so it caused a lot of confusion. Probate got involved, and everybody at that point, if there's nothing written to say who gets what, then hey, it's fair game. Okay, so we're going to talk about estate planning, so make sure that you catch that episode. We're going to talk a little bit about improving your relationship with money, strategies to manage your day-to-day financial affairs. We're going to talk about examining the money stories of your past. So what were you led to believe growing up as a child? Like, what were things that people told you about money? Was it that money doesn't grow on trees, that you have to work twice as hard trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents? So all of those things may just sound funny and just tickle your ear, but I guarantee you, if you really go back and start really thinking about why do I believe what I believe about money and finances? So even in terms of what you think is possible for you to be able to do in terms of creating wealth, do you think you can be totally debt-free? Do you think you can have $100,000 net worth? Do you think you become a millionaire, a multimillionaire? All of that is contingent upon your current belief system. And I guarantee you, and I know it because I'm talking to myself too, we have all been programmed with limiting, fearful, self-doubting beliefs. And so when you hear people talk about things like paying off your mortgage well before 30 years or getting out of debt or having multiple streams of income, what happens is that your mind immediately shuts down because your belief system doesn't think that that's possible for you. So we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that part too. And then we're going to talk a little bit about just preparing for the future while living in the present. So before I wrap up, I always like to end with some action steps, some things for you to do. So for you today, I just want to encourage you to just take baby steps. My financial journey really started to turn around. Let me go back and tell you a little bit about my story and how I got to this point, and then we'll wrap up. So come from a family of educators, and I knew I didn't want to be a teacher, but I wanted to work like around children in the school system. So I became a school social worker. So went and got my undergrad, got my master's degree in social work, got my first job in the elementary school. I was so excited I got my first job, but I was so excited that I made a very, 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 very costly mistake. I didn't ask them how much I was going to be getting paid. I was just like, yep, I take it. Whatever y'all pay me, I take it. And they was like, oh, okay. They didn't say that, but in their mind, I was just like, okay, he probably don't know what he's getting paid. So when I looked at my salary, I was making, with a master's degree now, I was expecting to make about $40,000 entry level. When I got my first paycheck, or when I saw my salary, I was making $24,000 with a master's degree. That math wasn't math, and I knew something wasn't right about that. And I was like, how in the world did I go to school all these years and got this degree, and I'm still getting paid like I have a bachelor's? And so what happened, what I found out is that the state that I was working in, they were paying me on a classified scale as if I didn't have a degree. So that was hurtful. But I said, you know what? I'm going to just work a couple of years and I'm going to move to another state. Okay. So the plan was to work 3 years. So guess what happened to your boy? I got laid off in 2 years. So those were two big things that struck me early. Number one, job security isn't always secure because I wasn't expecting to get laid off. And number two, what do you do when you're not making enough to live the type of lifestyle that you wanted to live? So early on, that put me in a different mindset. I'm going to have to figure out a different way to move if I want to live the type of lifestyle that I want to live. So fast forward, got laid off from that job. I moved to another state. I did end up making that $40,000, which was good. And so I worked there, my job here in Georgia for a number of years. And then COVID came and I just got burnt out. And so I was just like, you know what? I need to change. So by this time, I'm just like, you know what, man? I'm going to go ahead and I'm just be an entrepreneur. I don't need this job holding me back, man. I need to be free. So your boy left his job, transitioned from it. And I was like, you know what? I'll probably get another one. But I was like, let me try this entrepreneurial thing. At that time, I really didn't appreciate having steady income from a job. And my mindset then was like, man, you know, that job is holding you back. It took me all of 3 months to really learn. It's like, that job was pretty important. And so I went a whole year without any steady income coming in because I didn't have a job at the time. But that taught me a very important lesson. All of the fears that people have of losing a job, of not having steady income, I went through all of those fears and went through all of the challenges and had some marital challenges, all of that. And so going through that, it really taught me to, number one, appreciate my job, but it also taught me your job doesn't have to be an end in itself. And so I eventually got another job in the position that I'm in now. But now my mindset shifted. I wasn't working to retire. I was working to use this money to enhance my lifestyle, to build wealth, and to help me become more well and more whole in every area of life. And so that's the shift that I'm trying to challenge people to make in this podcast. Don't just settle for where you are. Don't just think that working is just about, I have to limit my life to what I'm getting paid until I retire. If you want to be wealthy, define what wealth looks like for you. If you want a certain dollar amount, define what is that dollar amount for you. And I'm going to end with this, and then we go to our call of action. One of the biggest mistakes that we make, and I heard somebody, Myron Golden actually said this. He said, we ascribe a degree of difficulty to something that we have never even attempted to do. I said, God, dog. So think about in our minds. So just even think about you becoming a multimillionaire. The first thing that's probably happened is just like, well, how would that happen? Well, I don't even have a business. I wouldn't know how to do that. Listen, you don't know until you make a decision that that's what you want to do and you actually try to move in that direction. Case in point with this podcast, there was a point in time where I was thinking, man, podcast, that's too difficult, man. And everybody's doing it. It's too difficult. You know, I wouldn't even know where to start. And once I made a decision to do it, pop, 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 all of the steps I needed to take just started popping up like left and right. And so what I'm telling you is don't knock it until you try it. But don't try it with the thought like, oh, well, it's probably not going to work. You know, this is too hard. So we'll deal with all that, too. So here's the quick call to action. Baby steps, man. Start with where you are. Things for me turned around. I went through one of Dave Ramsey's courses. Saving that first $1,000 was a game changer for me because it built momentum. So I just want you to build momentum where you are. Whether that's paying off debt or building wealth, listen, the journey is always going to start with the first step. So think about, I thought about this example. You go to the grocery store and you buy things because after using them for a while, they eventually run out. And so it has to be replenished. Use that to work for you. So let's just say you have student loan debts and it's like tens of thousands of dollars. Well, look, it's not going to go anywhere if you don't pay anything on it. But if you continue to do that and you're paying more than the interest, it may take a year, it may take 3 years, it may take 4 years, it may take 10 years. But if you continue to move forward with making those payments, if you continue to take those baby steps, sooner or later, that thing is going to have to run out. And so I don't want you to look at the big picture of, yeah, but Rod, you don't understand. I got over $100,000 worth of debt. Look, if you had to take a journey of 1,000 miles, you still could only take it one step at a time if you was walking, or 1 mile at a time if you was in a car, or if you're in a plane, you can go a little bit faster. So that's the thing. Based on the tools that you're using, you can expedite the process, but that's on you. All right. So we're going to wrap up there tonight, man. Yo, let me know if you have any comments or anything before I jump off. So a couple of things I want you to do. Go to my website. Oh, I got a missed a period. And I got a whole bunch of resources on there for you. www.gerardaanderson.com. sign up for my, I'm creating a community. I'm calling it the W3 community, the wealth, the work, wellness, and wealth community. But if you go on my page and sign up, there's a lot of other things that I'm doing right now to my people on my email list. I'm doing a 7-day debt elimination challenge. And so I just want to stay connected with you and share a lot more with you that I may not be able to share openly on this podcast, because they will put you in Facebook jail and all them other places if you kind of go too far. So it's a lot of things that I probably want to share that I probably wouldn't be able to share here. And so when I have those free events and webinars, then I'll send it to the people on my list. Other thing is, I have a free financial wellness assessment that I can do with you. So if you are interested in that, schedule that free financial wellness assessment. That's on my website too. So we're just going to take a look at some of the things that we went through tonight. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and see where you are. And I'm going to help you come up with a tailor-made plan to help you improve your financial wellness and move you further on your wealth creation journey. So go to my website, schedule that free financial health assessment. And, you know, you can get some tailor-made instructions just for you. And listen, I got so many resources for you all, so I'm going to just put them all on here. I also have a free course on there. I've been spending months and years putting all this stuff together for this moment. But on my website, when you go on there, after about 10 to 15 seconds, I have a course on there. It's called Living Beyond the Paycheck. And it's 7 roadblocks that you need to overcome if you want to live a financially independent lifestyle. So all of these resources are free on there. I just want to provide you with some tools to help move the needle forward where your financial wellness is concerned. Here's the only catch to it. And this is a big catch. This is a real big catch. It's not going to work if you don't work it. You got to put in the work. And can't put it any other way. You got to put in the work. When I got serious about my finances, it's a whole lot of things that I had to start doing. I had to stop thinking a certain way. I had to read a lot more. I had to cut some things back, open some accounts, close some accounts. So you have to put in the work. So I'll do everything I can to help you, but you got to be willing to put in the work. That's all that I'm asking for you. So that's pretty much it, man. Got a special announcement next week. Something I'm working on to help us end the year on a really strong note. So stay tuned. I'll let you know what that is next week. But how can I say this? Do what you can on this side of 2024 before 2025 hits. Like, you don't know what type of changes next year may bring. And I mean, you have no idea. So you need to take full responsibility on getting your economy and everything in order now. Before we go into the next year, at least have the plan in place. So by the time we hit 2025, we're just in a place of execution. That's where I want you to be at. So I'm gonna offer something next week to help those of you who want to take these next 3 months, 3.5 months, and get a solid plan in place, a solid wellness plan, a solid wealth creation plan. So when we hit 2025, we're going to hit the ground running. So, man, that's it. This has been a monumental moment. My very first podcast, man. Thank you all who jumped on. And make sure you go to my website at GerardAAndersonAgain.com and take advantage of some of those resources on there. So leave some comments wherever you're watching this from. And if you have any questions, leave it in the comment section somewhere. I'll catch up with it, and I can address those next week. Probably won't be on Thursday next week. I may push it to Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll see. But if you follow me on social media, you'll see. All right, man. Thank you all so much for joining me, and hope you got some value out of it. So make sure you tell a friend, and we'll be back here next week the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. I'm your host, Gerard Anderson, and I'll see you next week. Talk to you later. Bye.